This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet, streaming live online. And don't forget that a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our military men and women listening to us in the Middle East right now. We got your six back here at home. You go on and do the job you need to do, and we have got you covered here in the home front. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. All right, joining us right now, and we thank her for coming on early tonight, because she was on in the last two segments prior to the top of the hour, Denise Simon, BoundariesCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, in lieu of everything that's been transpiring with the 15 missiles fired at two bases in Iraq, we've had a plane crash in Tehran, in Iran, a Ukrainian Airways plane that came down with 170 people on board, all believed to be dead.
Yeah, it does appear to be dead, or they are, in fact, dead. Ukraine has offered some help. The United States is not going to because of where it is. We're not going to set foot into, I mean, we may go in a back channel and help Ukraine help investigate the crash, but this plane, they're saying they had apparently some kind of an engine fire within 3 minutes of takeoff. It did not even reach 8,000 feet. On board were 82 Ukrainians, 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, 11 Ukrainians, 10 Swedes, 4 Afghans, 3 Germans, and 3 British nationals.
Mm.
So, if there's any thought that, you know, somebody was taking down that aircraft, I would say no, because it had 82 Iranians aboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's strange times we live in, and that's the first thing I thought of when the plane went down. I went, I wonder. That's the first thing I thought of, but then again, that's just me. Now, let's talk about what's going on here. We had two waves of ballistic missiles fired into Iraq from Iran, no doubt about it. The IRGC is claiming responsibility for all of this. We talked about the missiles. We'll talk about that again in a second. But there's a third threat for a third wave. If the United States retaliates against Iran, they have said they are going to attack Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, which is the largest city there. It's a major economic and tourist area. They've got the largest building in the world there, which would make a target all by itself. And they also will target Haifa in Israel, their third largest city, and also a tourist haven there as well, right?
Yeah, I think some of this is just hyperbole. I mean, I think this is, you know, kind of a war of words and not a war of actions here right now. So Iran is saying, you know, just these are our thoughts. These are things that we have sitting on our desk that we're ready to pull the trigger on. The United States is not identifying targets, but just saying we got them ourselves. So we have a war of words that are necessarily going on. In the meantime, there has been a buildup because, you know, I've received these emails on the cyber side.
Right.
And this is significant because not only am I getting some of these emails from government with the warnings, but I'm also getting the same from non-government cyber experts.
Mm-hmm.
And one was done just, you know, 2 days ago that said, Iran likely to hit back with cyber attacks on behalf of U.S. government and state governments. Well, interestingly enough, Governor Abbott of Texas came out and said that they were getting brute force attacks to the rate of 10,000 attempts per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So... now we and I wrote an article about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago now about those abilities, the increased robust abilities of Iran's, cyber wing. So we have a lot of things that are really happening here. We've got bases, we've got, missiles, we've got cyber, we've got oil, we've got other countries. There's an awful lot of moving parts in all of this.
Yeah, and it's not just on land and not just in the air, it's at sea, too, and I'm just waiting for that to bevy out that way to see if the fast boats are going to come out or their corvettes, as they call them, are going to come out. They don't have any really big ships to speak of, but I'm waiting to see if they're going to do something in the Straits of Hormuz. A lot of people are thinking they're going to launch those limpet mines again.
Well, this is... These are all the things that our Pentagon, our Department of Defense, looks at all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people that are, you know, looking at regions, they're looking at waterways. We're conferring 4 or 5 times a day with our allies.
Mm-hmm.
We're comparing notes. We're looking at what they're getting through Five Eyes or their intelligence. So this is a collaboration effort.
Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com, and we're keeping an eye on the Middle East and all the different related pieces and parts going on here. And we'll be right back. And then we're going to talk, because I've got some questions from the audience about Article 51 of the UN Charter. We'll get to all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link for a chance to win a free gun a day giveaway. And by the way, with that gun, you'll get a year's worth of ammunition, too. So it's well worth the entry, and good luck, and we'd like to announce you as being the winner. We've come close a couple times, but no cigar. And by the way, while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership. You might want to become a member, and you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA as well if you become a member. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Our gang in the chat room is wanting to know about Article 51 of the UN Charter. Now, some people caught the tail end of it, and some people didn't, and some people just didn't quite get it. So, your turn.
Well, it really applies to everybody who's a member of the United Nations, which is, and it's kind of a crazy article, but I mean, it says that. The actual article provides for the right of countries to engage in self-defense, including collective self-defense, against armed attack. By the way, this also includes cyber. Right. So this was established after World War II. So, every country has a right to self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stating the obvious. And so this is what... Zarif is referring to, and I mean, every country has a right to that. So, I mean, it's kind of stated.
And we just talked about the fact that we are being attacked, cyber attack. You said there was what, 10,000 attacks against Texas? And so,
Attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's kind of what is known in the cyber nomenclature as brute force. It doesn't mean that they were successful. But they're having, you know, these brute force hits.
Mm-hmm.
On what specifically in Texas, we don't know. We don't know if that was, you know, the Texas government. We don't know if that was their Congress or their House and their Senate. We don't know if this was on cities or whatever, but Abbott was, you know, put out a statement saying that they were getting as much as 10,000 hits a minute.
Now I got a little problem here with the opposition, if you will, the progressive left, Democratic Socialists, and some of the presidential candidates, and in particular one Nancy Pelosi, who I believe this is a time when you rally around the flag and you stand up for our troops, you stand up for our country, and you don't act like a jackass out there, which is what Nancy Pelosi did yesterday. And Liz Cheney, in my opinion, rightfully so, went after her and accused Pelosi for being unfit for office with the comments she made.
Well, she was at an event last night where there was eating and drinking and all of that, and she sends out a tweet.
She's probably drunk.
From the event that says, closely monitoring the situation following bombings targeting U.S. troops in Iraq. We must ensure the safety of our service members, including endless, needless provocations from the administration in demanding that Iran cease its violence. America and world cannot afford war. Okay, well, we didn't, there were no provocations by the United States. Qasem Soleimani is a known terrorist. He's been on the terror list for quite some time. We have proven his terrorist activities, and we took him out. So if you don't want to be killed, then don't be on a terror list.
Right.
Duh. So, I mean, her, where she was when she sent out this tweet and then what she had to say about it is reprehensible, just repugnant. We must ensure the safety of our service members. Do you think that the Department of Defense and our military wouldn't ensure the safety? I mean, from what I can tell, we were all, our guys were all already hunkered down at these bases, knowing where they were coming from, because we have those abilities. So, closely monitoring. Where was she doing? Was she asking the waiter at the bar? You know, what are you hearing on TV?
Well, that's all a good question, but the thing of it is unfortunately, we do know there were some Iraqis, as far as we know, that were injured or wounded, if you will. We don't know anything other than that. We heard that early on. We've not heard about any Americans being wounded or killed, which is a good thing. And again, Iran is claiming, falsely, I might add, Iran is claiming that they not only killed some Americans, but wounded a bunch of us.
Yeah, well, we're not even sure, too, on Iraqi injuries or casualties of any kind. And it might be, they haven't put out a statement that I have seen, but there were those that were coming out from media sources who all seem to think that they got the best contacts.
Right. Now, we're getting a comment here from Eric, and rightfully so. You and I just talked about Judge Napolitano off the air about the fact that he is talking about opening up the impeachment inquiry again and adding some more charges, if you will, to the situation. And Eric is saying, and this is his quote, "It's only a matter of time until there's another impeachment inquiry regarding President Trump's actions against those, and I can't use the word, Iranians, more disruption."
Well, look, I mean, we put an awful lot of energies. I mean, we have pretty much turned on all the sources and resources and people and things that we could possibly turn on leading up to this barrage last night of missiles. So this is what we do, and this is all as a result of Qasem Soleimani. We're not going to put up with it anymore. And taking him out and the others that we took out along with him, because there were more, is not a provocation. That is self-defense.
By the way, the NYPD just came over the airwaves here as a precaution. They are beefing up their security at various locations. The New York Army National Guard is stepping in with the NYPD, and no credible threat per se, but they're there.
Yeah, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They're the best. They're the best at what they do,
now,
especially of intelligence.
In lieu of this aircraft that was flying out of Tehran, the Ukrainian airliner, I thought that they, was it RFAA or was it somebody else that warned airlines not to fly over Iranian airspace?
Our FAA is not allowing our aircraft to fly over Iraq.
Okay, and apparently,
Iraq.
And I'm a little surprised. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't believe that, you know, some of these other airline, all these other carriers, you know, Ukraine or France or anybody else are
right.
allowing theirs, but
right.
that's their decision.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, I suppose, for the rest of it. Now, let's get into the particulars about what may or may not transpire with the equipment that we've seen used so far, the devices by Iran. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody yesterday said that there was like 2,000 missiles of the type that were being used, that Iran had 2,000 missiles. Is there any truth to that?
I think that number is low to me. I would say I keep hearing, and I don't know that the number has ever been adjusted. But Iran has them stockpiled in Lebanon, pointing to Israel. We know, as I just explained, that the Fatah 110 was used and provided in the conflicts
uh-huh.
and ongoing conflicts in Syria. So I can't begin to know how many they have. I mean, for all we know, they could have 50,000. I have no idea. Now, this is a particularly interesting issue because under John Kerry and under Barack Obama, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the nuclear deal,
yep.
specifically never addressed their abilities to have short and medium range missiles.
Right, right.
So on its face, it's no wonder that Trump pulled us out. Of that, I mean, not only do we have of the agreement, not only do we have the nuclear component, but we have the missile component. And so, okay, you know, stop your nuclear thing, but use all the missiles you want. I mean, give me a break.
Yep. Well, here comes the music. Thanks for getting on the air early with us and being with us for the last hour. And get yourself some extra rest. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and she got up early at 3:30 our time and spent the last hour with us. And coming up, we're going to have Colonel Jim Warshak talking about some of the moves that we've made with our military and who's where and what they're doing. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iranian state TV is reporting a Ukrainian plane crashed just after takeoff in Tehran with 170 people on board. The report says there was mechanical issues. It's a Boeing 737 aircraft, but not a Boeing 737 MAX, which was grounded worldwide after two fatal crashes. There was a ballistic missile attack on two bases in Iraq, which houses U.S. troops. The president tweets, "All is well." He says he will speak on Wednesday morning. Iran's foreign minister calls the attack proportionate measures in self-defense. The FAA is issuing flight restrictions prohibiting U.S. civil aviation operators from operating in the airspace over Iraq, Iran, and the waters over the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, well, we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch.com and .com. Captain's America Third Watch.com is the website, but the Captain's America Third Watch a radio show. And by the way, I want to remind everybody that we have got a situation that we're monitoring right now. There's been a plane crash on top of everything else that's transpired since 5:30 Eastern Time yesterday afternoon. 176 people have been killed, 170 passengers and a crew of six. And they were on board a Ukrainian airline flight, and apparently there were a number of Iranians on board, as well as some Canadians and some folks from Europe and some folks from other parts of the country that were flying out of Tehran and going to another area in Ukraine to get away from whatever it was that was going on there. And they never got to altitude, and apparently an aircraft engine caught fire, and down went the plane, and all the people on board were killed. And the crash scene that we've seen so far is just unbelievable. The plane is scattered over a long area, and it looks like as if pretty much tore apart into pieces. But that's something, and the first thing I thought about, of course, was maybe somehow or another got shot down or this, that, and the other, but they're saying no. The video shows that plainly there was an engine on fire, and then down she came like a rocket ship, so that is what it is. And the video that's out there is really horrific, so when you see it, and you will, because it's all over the internet, when you see it, just be advised. Now, the other thing is, there were two waves of missiles fired yesterday, starting at about 5:30 or thereabouts Eastern Time. From Iran, the IRGC immediately claimed credit for it at two of our bases. Now, they hit the big base in Al-Anbar province, and they hit another base near Erbil in Iraq. And the missiles that they used were medium-range ballistic missiles, capable of about 300 miles. That was about their maximum range. They didn't really hit squarely on the bases, which is leading some people to say, well, maybe they were just trying to send a message and make it look good. Well, whatever the situation might happen to be, let's understand something here. You fire a missile at somebody, no matter how close it comes to them, you're firing it at them, okay? And it doesn't matter if, well, we tried to hit you, but we didn't really want to hit you. No, I don't think so. Now, we all know that the problem that Iran has had for years with their missiles is the delivery and hitting what they're aiming at. We all know that. And there was a large situation, if you will, that took place in Iran yesterday and Iraq, where there was a large movement of troops the day before and assets, missile launchers and aircraft and whatnot, moved closer to the border in Iran. Now, when all this started, we heard the Iranian Air Force was put up in the air and was flying around. Okay, fine. So much for that. And then right after that, we heard that the Israeli Air Force went up in the air over the Golan Heights. Well, we were up flying around, too, with our jets. And no air-to-air skirmishes, but I'm telling you, with the lay of the land and with what's going on, it would not surprise me if you don't hear about the Iranians coming after us or us going after the Iranians if they get too close to one of our ships, whatever the situation might be. We are just not going to do that. We are just not going to do that. Now, keep in mind that our Navy is out there. The USS Harry S. Truman is within range but not exactly on station yet with their aircraft, but they are within range, just aren't exactly where they're supposed to be just yet on station. But they're getting close, and that was from Denise, who monitors the ship movement. She knows where all the different places are. Now, we've got cruisers. We've got a destroyer squadron in the Gulf. As we speak, you could be hearing, and this is the other thing that concerns me, there could be, what happened yesterday with the missiles being fired? Could have been phase one, because I've been thinking about this all night long. The next part of what the Iranians might do, depending on what we do, and I believe we're going to strike them, could be to go after our naval ships with surface-to-surface missiles that they have, or even the torpedoes off the fast boats that they have. But if those fast boats got anywheres near our ships, I would be willing to bet you that we would blow them out of the water. I would be willing to bet you that, either by the aircraft that we have in the air at all times or by the ships themselves with the guns. But they're just not going to sit out there and be a sitting target. That's not what they do. Now, that being said, there's a third wave that is transpiring right now, and that's the cyber attacks. The cyber attacks. Now, Texas talked about the massive amount of attacks that they were getting, 10,000 attacks every other hour, 10,000 attacks, cyber attacks. And this is what Iran does. And I would say that they're probably going to continue with that and try to hit anybody and anybody that they can. This is, again, another way of striking back. Now, the funny thing is, when Denise read Article 51 of the UN Charter, which talks about going after a country that has attacked you, not only militarily, but also through cyber attacks, and it specifically mentions cyber attacks, that you have the right to defend yourselves by whatever means necessary, which includes military action. That would, the fact that Iran is doing that to us, that's all we need. That's all we need to justify what we're doing, and we don't have to justify anything, because ever since 1979 and the Iranian hostage situation, Iran has been our adversary. Not our friend, never our friend, but our adversary. And that $150 billion that they got from us under the Obama-Biden administration is what set all of this up. And the Democrats, the progressive left, Democrat socialists, the presidential candidates, people like Judge Napolitano, who doesn't like President Trump, and he became a never-Trumper because he thought he was going to be a member of the Supreme Court. And come to find out, Donald Trump, for whatever reason, did not nominate him. And ever since that time, two justices and no Napolitano, he's been on a never Trump binge for the most part. And that's the story with that. Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm sure Chris Markowski is going to have some interesting things to say, because I know he doesn't particularly care for the fact that we probably are engaged right now in Iran and Iraq, and we're going to go back and do something. But we can't just sit there on our thumbs in lieu of what they just did to us. We have to retaliate with certainly the same amount of force. And if it were me, and I had the 52 targets that the president talked about the other day, I'd go after all 52. I'd go after every one of the 52. As a matter of fact, I made the comment the other night, or last night, on the chat room. I said, I'd go after 152. And I would. I would. All right. We're going to be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, let me suggest to you something that works for me quite nicely. 3 years, 9 months later, I am in the process of having a good old time because I take Relief Factor, and I started with a three-week quick start, just like you will. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You start out the first week taking three packets a day, four capsules in a packet, all natural, nothing in there to hurt you. And it works. It's all I can tell you. You take two packets the next 2 weeks after that, and you will know. You will know how it's going to work for you. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And remember that $19.95 is all it costs to get started with. Now, 80% plus of the people that take that on this program, we have been told, stay with it, and they don't get off it. There you go. So that's a good thing. So think about that. Think about that as you ponder your day today. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm assuming that you are all up to snuff and you were watching everything that transpired from 5:30 p.m. yesterday until right now.
I watched some of it. The cable news stuff got redundant really, really fast with the various different reporters saying the same thing again and again and again and again and again and again and again. So, yeah, I kept abreast as long as I could. But, yeah, my suspicions from the get-go with this attack, turned out to be exactly what they thought they were. And I said Iran needed to do something to save face politically. And, while this is going on, my wife reservist is like, trust me, that they're not going to do any damage. Nobody's going to get hurt with this because they know what would happen if it did. And, I mentioned to you before we went on, I said, you know, it came to me last night. It reminded me when Bill Clinton decided to do something after the embassy attacks in Africa, and he lobbed a cruise missile into an aspirin factory in the Sudan. And that's all it was, saying it was some sort of chemical weapons place, which it wasn't. So it was basically, in my opinion, from the get-go, was a face-saving measure by the Iranians.
Well, that's probably true, but here's the thing. They fired several missiles at the Al-Anbar province base we had there, with about 4,000 combined U.S., allied, and Iraqi forces there. And while they may not have hurt us, from what I'm hearing, there were Iraqi casualties. So there were people that got hurt. We don't know about deaths. Iraq kind of clammed up after they said, yes, we have casualties. They clammed up, and they really haven't said anything since then. I don't think they want to give Iran the satisfaction of knowing that they may have done some serious stuff. But there was some damage. We'll see during the daylight what the damage is, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, again, I don't think it was as serious of an attack as the media was making it out to be from the get-go.
No, and here is what Iran said that's really kind of got everybody sitting here going, really? They said, okay, that if the United States retaliates for the first two waves of missile attacks against American targets, a third wave will be pointed at Dubai, which is the largest city in the United Arab Emirates. It's a major economic and tourist area. They got that 100-plus story building. The tallest building in the world is there. And they also said that they're going to go after Haifa, Israel's third largest city, which is a tourist and resort area on the Mediterranean, I believe.
I don't know if the maybe you could answer this question. I don't know. In this most maybe your listeners know this. First and foremost, there are more rocket attacks on a regular basis coming from Iranian proxies in the region than took place yesterday on a regular basis. They don't fire directly from Iran, but they're from Iranian proxies. I don't know if they fire on Dubai. I doubt it, but I'm sure that that city is quite the Patriot missile defense battery there, as does Haifa. We know that. I mean, going back to the original Gulf War with the Patriot missile batteries with Saddam Hussein lobbing missiles into Israel.
Well,
so I'm sure that there's definitely protection.
To answer your statement, both of them have elements, if not the complete Iron Dome. They've got a lot of what the Iron Dome is, and they can defend themselves fairly adequately. But just the mere fact that Iran is saying, well, if you fire at us, if you do anything, we're going to take this on now. I certainly hope that's not the case, but you know we're going to do something, whether it's a limited reaction. We've got a 52-target list, according to the president, because of the hostages from 1979 and the Iranian embassy debacle, if you will. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't go after all 52 of the targets that he's got. You know, and that was a short list. There was another list that had three times that many on it.
I don't know. You might be right. I think that the president might show a little restraint here. I wouldn't even be surprised if there was some back channel between the Iranians and the United States saying, hey, listen, we've got millions of people in this country that are freaking out. We have to do something here, and we'll make it muted to quiet people down and to calm things to some degree. I do think that, we had that letter that came out 2 days ago saying, that we were pulling our troops out of Iraq. I think that the sooner that we get out of that region, the better off that we're going to be. I really do. I think there comes a point in time when the Iraqis have got to step up for themselves. I think the people in UAE, I mean, they most certainly have the money, have to be there to defend themselves. They have to work together, the other nations within the region. The Iranians, you know, they don't have a lot of friends. And actually, you know, some of the things that are going on now are actually driving a wedge between the Russians and the Iranians. And I would be working, just like Mike Pompeo said, with the Russians as much as we can. I mean, they're right there in the region. They don't want to see any issues there. I would be doing best to further our relations with Russia to, again, you know, make Iran that pariah in the area. Their economy, Matt, last year, you take a look at the growth all around the world, their economy dropped by 10%. And it's expected to do even more this year. They're hurting over there. They really are.
Now, I'm watching the price of oil right now, and I'm looking at West Texas crude. It's $62.70 a barrel, down 57 cents. Brent crude is $68.27, down 64 cents right now as we start the day out with the trading. Now, that's obviously going to change, we would think. But the other thing is we got to watch oil, because that would be the first thing to really affect some people all around the world. And some of these countries' economies are a little shaky, and if they have to suddenly pay a lot more in gas and whatnot, is going to really screw them. And the second thing is, I don't know if you heard this, but either yesterday or the evening before, there were a couple of the medium-sized Iranian ships, because they don't have anything really big, I think they called them corvettes, that came out and threatened to block the Straits of Hormuz as a British tanker was making its way into the Straits of Hormuz, being escorted a little ways behind, being shadowed by a big British cruiser. And the British vessel warned the Iranian vessels to clear the path or else.
Yeah, are they going to take on the Royal Navy? I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Not with the guns and armament they had, I don't believe.
No. I mean, I said, you know, that's the key. And that would be my first place of, if I were, you know, like I said, my armchair general thing. That would be the targets that I would look to dismantle. I said, you just, you know, work to dismantle any sort of the ships that can cause any problems within the area. Hey, you know, watch the price of oil. It's all short-term fluctuations. Just so you know, there's been three, just over the past month, there's been three major oil finds off of South America.
Right.
The two in particular. I mean, just the world's awash in oil. I mean, there's plenty of it out there. Again, think about the fact, think about how fantastic it is. I talked about this yesterday on my podcast, that we are energy independent. We could be utilizing this to our advantage, saying, hey, listen, you know, we're open for business here in the United States. It's just about getting oil out of the United States. And we've talked about this going back years, Matt, deep water ports that we need and things to help transport energy out of the United States to these regions.
Yeah. Now, very quickly, you saw the plane crash there in Tehran, the Ukrainian aircraft that never got up to altitude, had a fire in one of its engines, and down she went.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, but I believe that was an accident. I don't think anybody did anything to that.
I would agree. I think, again, it can't be. Iranians have got to measure themselves, because they can't really cut themselves any more or farther off than they are. Then they're going to be nothing.
And there were Iranians on the Iranians were on the plane. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back after the top of the hour news. Colonel Jim Warshak will be with us, and we're going to talk a little strategy and reality. Be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.